Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. I got a serotonin issue.
Hey, welcome back to Headbangers Kitchen. And we're here with the incorrigible guttural twins, Vinay and Sunny from Bhayanak Moth. Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Yeah, and that.
Alright, so how are you guys doing?
Very well, man.
Good, sir. How are you doing?
Good, very good. It's great to have you guys on the show. So I got to ask you, why guttural twins? I mean, do you have some strange kind of bromance going on?
I don't know. Or maybe.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But.
Yeah, I love him, man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there is a blog also, the guttural twins blog. What's that all about?
So we're trying to kind of not go there, so we're just kind of wasting time.
It's the sexual tension.
Right. So what do the writings mean then?
Vinay works with an agency, and I joined last year. We were working together for a period of 5 months. So we were generally talking, and we'd say these weird things, like we'd be standing in line, like random working song titles, standing ovulation and all of that.
Oh, yeah,
so we thought, might as well put that somewhere and document it and all of that. So I'm like, okay, let's start a blog. So it started off with us trying to be really cheesy and, you know, those random MS Paint comics happening and all of that. But then, over the past 3-4 months, it's been a little serious. So it's fun. It's a once in a while. I think we post a couple of posts. There's a couple of posts coming in every 2-3 weeks.
We decided on the word, on the term Guttural Twins. Both of us love this band called the Gutter Twins. That's Mark Lanigan, Screaming Trees, and Red Bully of Arkansas. And for the fact, because we sing in VM and it's that kind of vocal form, I thought the Guttural Twins is a fantastic moniker for us to take up. And we've been enjoying blogging on the Guttural Twins.
Monica Dogra. So something like that.
Yeah, we got to use that somewhere, right? Yeah.
Even on Twitter, you guys are kind of the same. You're very active on Twitter, very funny on Twitter also. Is that because what do you do in the day, man? I mean, you're on Twitter all the time.
I do nothing, and that's exactly why I have time for Twitter. But then going back to the blog, Vinay paints as well. He's a fantastic painter. And over the last 3-4 months, he's been uploading pictures of the paintings. He's made a painting for me. He's uploaded that as well. And he's got art associated with the songs that he's been part of, DM songs, and his new side project. So he's been uploading pictures. He's a fantastic painter, and you guys gotta check out that blog, guttural twins.blogspot.com. Ignore the funny stuff. Don't read too much into the emo stuff.
No,
and if you're hot, call us.
Yeah. It's an outlet for us. We love writing, we love seeing stuff, and thank God for the internet, man.
It's been a very interesting last couple of months for you guys. Two big pieces of news. One being the Inferno Festival in Norway, obviously, and the other not so good, Vinith quitting the band, you know. So, I mean, what happened and how are you guys dealing with it, you know? Because it is a big loss to lose someone like Vinith, who's been with the band, I think, almost from day one, you know?
Yeah. First, Norway, Inferno, you guys have been there, Scribe's been there, your reviews and your stories have been fantastic, so we're very, very proud and very happy that we are representing India and representing the metal scene, and we'll just try and do our best. We will just go there and have a good time. I think that's the best that we can do. And Vinith decided to move on, and we've got somebody else now. So yeah, it's you're right about the family. We were very close. We are very close. Things happen. People change, and circumstances change, things happen, and he's moved on. We've got Swapnil Bhunkar on board now. Swapnil plays bass with Praya. He used to play, he was the first bass player in Aditya's band Amidst the Chaos. That's how we knew that he existed, and asked him to come on board. And the great thing is that Swapnil actually lives in Nasik, and he drives down to Bombay every week and jam with us, and I think that, that means a lot to us that he's able to put the time and the effort aside for that thing.
But at one point even you had almost quit the band.
Yes, I had quit the band for a week. There was a tough decision to quit, and I think the right decision to stay back. What happened was that Vijay and I had a talk with us, and I thank I think all of us thank Vijay for just taking us aside and just, I think he just laid it down in terms of what the scene was like and what we meant to the scene, and I took a call, took some time to take a call, decided to stay with the band, and I think it was a good decision. So thank you Vijay and thank you Mahanat Moth for having me back.
And what did you feel like when you heard the news that, you know, when I said, hey, I'm calling it quits, because it's a very integral part, this, you know, of Bhayanak Moth, Vinay and Sunny. So for you, was it like, oh my God, you know, what's going to happen to me alone? I mean, you know, did you feel any insecurities when he was...
I was scared, helpless, man. I mean, me and Anupam spoke about it, me and Rahul spoke about it. We were in Delhi when all this was going down. Was very scary, yes. I didn't try to think about it too much because I don't see anyone else coming into the band to take his place. Me on my own, I don't know. I didn't want to think about it.
The thing is, Sunny doesn't need to be me. He is a fantastic frontman.
Yeah.
He sings with a lot of bands, and he's got a fantastic voice. He has his own presence, and that is what needs to come out. He doesn't need to be me. And but for BM, the fact that we're two frontmen, like it's two different voices. Yes, I'm facially, I mean, like, you know,
discriminated.
Yeah, more recognizable. But I'm very happy that people happy that people love the fact that everybody in the band has a place and everybody in the band means something. It's not just me, which is a lot of pressure actually. So,
Sunny, so you've gone from being this little unknown guy in a
little.
Okay, you put on some weight, but in amidst the chaos, you were not as well known, or even though you were the front man, it wasn't like, you know, oh my God, he's like Sunny. But over the last year and a half or so, you've sort of come forward and become one of the most sought after vocalists in the scene. So who all are you singing with right now, and has this been a conscious decision on your part to sort of more aggressively put yourself forward?
To answer your question, it's after Norway happened, I just realized that I need to keep in shape. I need to do something that will. I need to be on stage all the time, at least once or twice a month, because that's jam room is one thing, and having a show is another. But I really enjoy being a part of Sky Harbor and Providence. But I think in the long run, it will really help me up my game in BM, and which is what I want to do. So yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Norway again. What's going down the BM camp? What are you going to unleash in Norway?
Socks on cocks. It's 6 degrees. As soon as Swapnil came on board, we finalized the set list. We knew we had about 12 jams. And to get the set list right, we completed the songs in about 6 jams.
Yeah.
So Swapnil is fantastic on the bass. He had the songs down in 6 jams, and that's it. We're going with a 12 song set to Oslo, and no expectations. Just go there, have a lot of fun, and put up a good show, man. That's about it. And, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's my. You may have a completely different.
Meshuga.
Yeah. There's Meshuga. There's Today Is the Day. Malavalan Creation. Nivandet. Immortal.
So are you guys going anywhere besides Norway, and are you playing any more gigs as well?
We're going to Amsterdam, do chemicals and get onto the periodic table.
So those are your dirty, dirty plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of space cookies, lots of walking, lots of...
copulation!
Yes, like Sunny says, we'll do everything that moves. Yeah, at this point in time, I think it's just one gig. That's the Inferno gig. We have Rahul's been trying really hard to get some other gigs. Unlucky, nothing's turned up. Nothing's happened. So we're just gonna go with this one gig and have a nice band holiday in Amsterdam. Go to a lot of museums and chill and come back.
And what does the future hold now for Bhayanak Moth? You know, where do you guys go from here after Inferno Festival gets done with?
As soon as we come back, I think, I know for a fact that we are keen on putting down the basic thoughts and direction for the next album. We have a few songs that are incomplete songs in the kitty. I don't know, I think we'll take a call once we're back from Norway. At this point in time, we're just concentrating on the Inferno set list and the show there. And yeah, I think everyone's going to stay in the band this time. So at least we'll keep that happening. We'll keep that going and yeah, man.
So Sunny, we've spoken about your various projects and things that you do. Vinay, what about you? I mean, are you happy just being part of BM, or do you also plan to branch out and...
I love being part of BM, but I'm someone who loves to dabble in different things and stuff that keeps me happy. I've discovered that I like storytelling, and I'm busy, very busy with a side project, which I wouldn't want to disclose right now. But something that that helps me write. Helps me think, helps me feel good about myself, and it's going pretty well. I'm very, very happy with the direction it's taken, and let's see. So,
all right, cool. It's been great having you guys on the show, and thank you so much for being part of Headbangers Kitchen. But now is the most important time, the time to taste the Bhayanak Bacon Bomb.
Bacon Bomb.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, man. Because the smells that have been wafting in from the kitchen, that stuff is looking really. Smelling really good, so I'm looking forward to it.
Alright, it's time to clear the table of all this stuff so we can make way for the bacon bomb. Right.
Thanks, Ahil. Thanks
Thank you guys for being on the show.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having us, and thanks for cooking up an interesting meal. Looking forward to it.
Alright, let's go taste. Alright guys, here we have it, the Bhayanak Bacon Bomb just for you guys. And are you ready to eat it or not?
Yes, very much.
Alright, so let's cut this bad boy up. Alright, then I can have your plate please.
Oh, man, that is insane. Sahil, you've
eaten our tailor is home, man.
And do naughty things to it.
Yes. Here's a delicious cheesy plate.
Like he'll be the I would sell big my family for that.
Sunny?
Yes.
Your plate?
That looks
right.
So
hello. He has a giant cheesy plate.
This.
Oh wait, you guys got to try the mashed potatoes also.
Thank you, Sahil.
Which were like a side dish actually.
Alright.
Hold on, there's a lot more.
Thank you. This is like the Father, Son and the Holy Ghost on a plate, man.
Ooh, die, pig, die.
Potatoes are awesome. The time for the bacon bomb.
Oh my god, pot in my mouth.
The pork is tasting fantastic. What herbs are there in this?
What the hell did I put in that? There's some rosemary,
yeah.
There's some fresh basil, and there's some barbecue seasoning.
Oh, brilliant, man.
And a whole lot of awesome.
Are you using the fat from the bacon for this?
Yes.
Dude,
there's no
really
additional fat, it's all cooked.
It tastes really, really good. You want a bite, man?
I'll wait for you guys to finish.
No, it's really, really good, man.
Good?
The potato, it's really, really good. What's in the potatoes?
Just some Italian seasoning, bacon, cheese.
Oh, this is so good.
See, this should have been
filmed. This is so good, dude.
So good, man.
Alright, guys, you heard it straight from Bhayanak Moth's mouth. The Bhayanak Bacon Bomb was a win, and I'm going to dig in as well now to some delicious cheesy potatoes.
That is good stuff.
Oh shit, that's really good, dude.
Yeah,
dude. Okay, let me try the bacon bomb.
Yeah, go for it.
There's bacon in the potato.
How fucking metal is that? Being fed by Vinay.
There's bacon in the potato.
Oh,
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.